Hi everybody, I'm Laura Hernandez, your host. Welcome to another episode of Company Culture Matters by Nailed It. In this episode, we will learn how to give and receive feedback effectively with Marta Eire, expert in human resources at XTEM.
Having a feedback culture helps not only employees improve their performance, also the managers and the companies itself. Having this kind of conversation, both the employees and the company get stronger, look for their weakness, and solve problems that may arise between them.
Employee feedback done effectively can be really powerful. It can encourage employees to do their best at work. It strengthens relationships between managers and employees and gives us enough visibility to work on matters that directly affect our people, enabling us to keep a high satisfaction level. However, sometimes we tend to avoid having these kinds of conversations because we don't feel 100% comfortable in telling our employees how they have performed or even in receiving comments on our work. With this episode, you will achieve a deeper understanding on employee feedback. At the end of this episode of Company Culture Matters, you will have understood what you should do to get the most out of employee feedback and what you should avoid when giving and receiving feedback. Today, we have invited Marta Eirema, an expert in human resources working for XTEM, to learn how to give and receive feedback in a way that will not make us feel uncomfortable. Welcome, Marta. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Laura, for your invitation to join this exciting podcast.
Marta, why is it so important for companies to develop a feedback culture?
Well, Laura, nowadays the work environment is changing every day. I think it's more complicated for the companies to keep their talented people in their business because candidates choose companies not only for salary, also for the projects, the managers, and the team members. So to develop a feedback culture, help us to understand which the most important problems are, what the employees expect in their careers, and besides, they ask to have some meeting to know what they are doing right and what they need to improve.
A recent Harvard Business Review stated that 57% of people desire constructive feedback over pure praise. But as we mentioned at the beginning, we tend to avoid giving feedback. And if we give it, it will mostly be transmitted in a way that only highlights those things our employees have done well. We usually try to avoid telling them the bad things to keep away from difficult situations. But the reality is that those are the things we should be focusing on to help our people grow. Marta, how could we transform a negative feedback in constructive feedback?
As I see it, first of all, we have to know our teams. Probably if their manager works every day with them, he knows better than us as human resources, okay, how they feel with some kind of conversations. I think this question is very related with the first one. If we develop a feedback culture, everybody will assume that we are going to know every problem and fix them. And we will share the best practice with the other employees. If we need to tell something, it could be harder for someone. The best advice I could give to you is do it with empathy.
Marta, I guess many people find it difficult to start and structure their feedback conversations. We usually set up one-on-one meetings to have a space to develop these conversations with our employees. But the main challenge in one-on-one meetings is to conduct them in a way that won't end up being unstructured and senseless, but will foster discussion about their employee experience. So in this sense, how should we start and develop a meaningful one-on-one meeting to give quality feedback?
Well, Laura, it's very important to structure them. This could sound silly, but during my work experience, I have seen some managers who don't believe in feedback and use an excuse like, I don't have time for these kind of things. I need to get the objectives and invoice the clients. So managers have to take care of their teams. And this is one of the best ways to show them you are worried about their situation in the company. It's useful in my experience to use the sandwich technique. First, you tell the team member something positive about his or her job, then something that she or he has to improve. Of course, everybody can improve, but the manager or the person who is giving her or him feedback have to believe in improving it and transmit it. Something like, for example, I think you can improve in under pressure or something like that. And how can I help you? And finally, the manager should say something positive again.
Marta, what you mentioned about the sandwich approach, it's great. I think it's a very good way to structure that feedback conversation.
Yes.
But sometimes it's quite difficult to go in depth about our people's interests and concerns. And when giving feedback, we must take the chance to better understand our people. So, yes. Marta, what are the must-have questions we should ask when giving feedback to employees?
For example, before we hire a new employee in XTEM, we always ask to the candidates which are their hobbies or interests, okay? This also helps managers and the rest of the team members how to make a good relationship with our new employees and how they should tell them feedback. I think it's better to start with an open question like, how do you feel during last month? Or do you have any suggestions that can help us to improve our work environment? Most of the times, the employee is going to start to talk. And if they start before you to make suggestions, perhaps they will be opener for your feedback. Okay, indeed, the improvement feedback. Besides, it's interesting to start with these types of questions because you can get more information about how they give feedback about the company. So you have time to decide how you are going to talk with him or with her.
When you are managing people, the best way to keep doing it efficiently is listening to your employees. You should know if you are investing enough time and resources in your employees, if you are helping them to grow in their careers, and if they enjoy what they do and how they do it. But still, employees also feel discomfort when giving feedback to their managers. Marta, how can managers help their people go through this process to get the most out of their employees' feedback?
Even though you are a manager and sometimes you have to make unpopular decisions, they also have to be closer to their team. I think that it's very important to trust in your team and give them the chance to choose between different options, even if you think they are making the worst decision. If they see their manager like a real person who also makes mistakes, then they will probably look up to you and it will be easier to get this kind of feedback. If the manager looks down on their team, then they won't get their employees to talk to them, so they won't get any useful information.
Marta, to conclude our conversation, will you tell us about the do's and don'ts when giving feedback to employees?
Well, Laura, in summary, it's important to be clear with employees and mean it. This conversation is for your improvement, not for criticizing your performance. Also, you must prepare the conversation beforehand and get commitments out of it, which must review in the next one. This is the only way to see real progress. Finally, having a feedback culture helps not only employees improve their performance, but also the managers and the companies itself. By having this kind of conversation, both the employees and the company get stronger, look for their weakness, and solve problems that may arise between them.
Marta, thank you so much for joining us in this episode and sharing your best practices in employee feedback.
Thank you, Laura.
That's it for this episode on employee feedback of Company Culture Matters by Nailteam. Special thanks to Marta for sharing with us the essentials of giving and receiving employee feedback. If you want to discover what she's up to, you can connect with her on LinkedIn. Also, if you want to keep learning from experts on topics regarding company culture, check them out in nailteam.com/podcasts. XTEM is a company that uses Nailteam to work on their employees' feedback. Nailjet is the employee engagement platform for people and HR teams who want to deliver the best employee experience. If you want to know how Nailjet can help your company, check out nailjet.com. I'm your host, Laura Hernández, and this is Company Culture Matters by Nailjet.